Freya stepped off the bus, her heart racing with a mixture of excitement and trepidation. The mountain village sprawled before her, nestled in the embrace of towering peaks that seemed to scrape the sky. Each stone structure held stories of old, whispered through the winds that howled around her. She inhaled deeply, the crisp air filling her lungs with an earthy scent that was both foreign and familiar. Yet beneath the beauty of her surroundings lay a weight, a history that clung to the villagers like a shroud. As she wandered through the narrow, cobbled streets, Freya noticed the wary glances of the locals. Their eyes were sharp, filled with curiosity and caution. They spoke in hushed tones, their words laced with a mixture of reverence and fear. "That's him," she overheard a woman murmur to her companion, pointing discreetly toward a figure standing on the edge of a cliff. "Dren the Alpha. They say his heart is as cold as stone." Freya's heart skipped a beat at the mention of Dren. Despite the warnings, an inexplicable pull toward him tugged at her insides. She had heard tales of the aloof Alpha, a man shrouded in mystery and solitude, whose presence sent shivers down the spines of those around him. Yet the deeper she delved into the village's secrets, the more she felt that he was a puzzle she wanted to solve. "Watch your step," an elderly man warned as Freya nearly stumbled over a loose stone. His eyes were wise, filled with the weight of years spent in the shadow of the mountains. "This place holds more than just beauty. It carries pain too." His gaze flickered toward the cliff where Dren stood, his expression somber. "Do you know him?" Freya ventured, her curiosity piqued. The man shook his head slowly. "Few dare to approach him. He's lost much and keeps his distance from others. Stay clear of the Alpha, girl. You might find more than you bargained for." Freya nodded, but the man's words only deepened her intrigue. As she continued her stroll through the village, she felt the weight of the mountain pressing down on her, as if it were urging her toward the cliff. With each step, her heart raced, drawing her closer to the edge where Dren stood, silhouetted against the horizon. When she finally reached the cliff, the sun hung low in the sky, casting a golden hue over the landscape. Dren was an imposing figure, his back to her, muscles taut under his fitted shirt as he gazed into the distance. The wind tousled his dark hair, and Freya couldn't help but notice the way he seemed to command the very air around him. "Beautiful, isn't it?" she said, her voice barely above a whisper, not wanting to startle him. He turned, and for a moment their eyes locked. Freya felt an electric jolt shoot through her, a connection that was both thrilling and terrifying. His piercing gaze seemed to penetrate her soul, revealing the layers of her being that she kept hidden even from herself. There was a darkness in his eyes, a flicker of something deeper. "Loneliness, perhaps?" "It is," he replied, his voice deep and gravelly, echoing against the rocks. "But beauty can be deceiving." Freya frowned, sensing the weight behind his words. "You don't think the mountains are beautiful?" Dren's lips curled into a slight smirk, though it didn't reach his eyes. "I think they're indifferent. They stand tall, unyielding, while the world around them crumbles." He gestured toward the valley below, where the remnants of a once thriving village lay scattered. "Like people, they carry scars." Freya stepped closer, drawn to him despite the warning bells ringing in her mind. "But isn't it those scars that make us who we are? They tell our stories." "Stories can be burdens," he countered, his tone turning sharp. "And some stories are best left untold." The tension between them crackled in the air, and Freya struggled to find the words that danced on the tip of her tongue. "I believe in the power of connection," she said finally, her voice steady. "Even the hardest hearts can be softened with understanding. You don't have to carry your burdens alone." For a brief moment, she saw something shift in his expression, a flicker of vulnerability that he quickly masked with a stoic facade. "You don't know me," he replied, his voice clipped. "And you should be careful about what you wish for." Freya felt a pang of disappointment but refused to back down. "No, I don't know you yet. But I want to understand what makes you so distant." Dren turned his gaze back to the horizon, his jaw tightening. "Not everyone is meant to be understood, Freya." "How do you know unless you give someone a chance?" she pressed, her heart racing with the challenge. "You might find that there's more to you than just a cold Alpha standing on a cliff." He chuckled softly, but there was no humor in it. "And what if I told you that I prefer the solitude? That it keeps me from getting hurt again?" Freya's heart sank at the implication. There was a pain in his voice that resonated with her own experiences, the fear of vulnerability, of opening oneself to the possibility of love and loss. Maybe being alone is what's truly painful, she offered, her voice softer now. You don't have to be afraid of love. It can be a source of strength. Dren turned to face her fully, his expression unreadable. You sound naive, Freya. Love can destroy just as easily as it can heal. Just then, a chill swept through the air and Freya shivered, feeling the weight of his words settle heavily on her shoulders. She took a step back, unsure of how to bridge the gap between them. Maybe so, but I believe it's worth the risk. Isn't that what makes us human? As the moon began to rise, casting a silvery glow across the landscape, Freya felt an inexplicable urge to step closer once again. She wanted to reach out to him to show him that warmth could penetrate even the coldest of hearts. But just as she took a step forward, a sudden rustling in the underbrush startled her. In an instant, she lost her footing, stumbling backward. Before she could react, Dren was there, his strong hands gripping her arms to steady her. Their eyes locked once more and the world around them faded into a blur. Freya could feel the heat radiating from his body, the intensity of his gaze sending shivers down her spine. Are you all right? Dren asked, his voice low and concerned, a stark contrast to his earlier aloofness. Freya nodded, breathless. I'm fine. Just surprised. The air between them crackled with tension, and she couldn't shake the feeling that this moment was pivotal, a turning point in their encounter. For a heartbeat, they stood there, suspended in time, the weight of their unspoken emotions hanging heavily in the air. Freya felt a rush of warmth flooding through her, a connection that transcended their words, a bond forged in the shadows of the mountain. Maybe you're right, Dren finally said, his voice barely above a whisper. Maybe I need to be open to connection. But it's not that simple. Freya's heart raced with hope. I'm willing to try if you are. Just don't shut me out. He released her arms slowly, stepping back as if the contact had burned him. The moment shattered, and Freya was left standing there, breathless and confused, longing for what they had just shared. As they stood on the edge of the cliff, the moonlight illuminated the path that lay ahead, one filled with uncertainty yet pulsing with the promise of discovery. Freya could sense that this was just the beginning, a prelude to the tumultuous journey that lay before them. Would Dren allow her in, or would his stone heart remain impenetrable? The answer hung in the air, just out of reach, waiting to be unveiled as they faced the shadows of their pasts together. Freya stood at the edge of the mountain path, the cool wind whipping through her hair as she gazed at the jagged cliffs that surrounded her. The sun had dipped below the horizon, casting a golden hue over the rocky landscape. Her heart raced with a mix of excitement and trepidation as she thought of Dren. Today she would learn more about the man who had captured her thoughts since she arrived in this village. She made her way to the small gathering of villagers who had formed around a warm bonfire. The flickering flames illuminated their faces, revealing a mix of curiosity and concern. As she approached, the chatter quieted, and the villagers turned their attention to her. Freya, called out Ella, the village elder, her voice warm yet tinged with apprehension. Have you heard the stories of Dren's past? Freya nodded, her heart pounding in her chest. I have heard whispers, but I want to know the truth. Ella's expression softened, and she motioned for Freya to sit beside her. Aye, child. His heart is as cold as the stones that loom above us. You see, Dren lost his first love to a rival pack. They were to be mated, but on the eve of their union, tragedy struck. The rival Alpha saw their bond as a threat and took matters into his own hands. Freya listened intently, her heart aching for Dren. What happened to her? She asked, her voice barely above a whisper. She was taken from him in a brutal ambush. Dren fought valiantly, but he was outnumbered. It is said that he held her in his arms as she breathed her last, and from that moment he vowed never to allow himself to feel such pain again, Ella explained, her eyes misting with emotion. Freya's heart sank. She could see the weight of that loss etched into Dren's stoic features, the way his eyes held a distant sorrow that spoke of unhealed wounds. But he can't live like this forever, Freya murmured, determination growing within her. I want to help him. Ella placed a reassuring hand on Freya's shoulder. Be careful, dear. The path to a broken heart is fraught with danger. You must tread lightly. As night fell, Freya's thoughts remained with Dren. She felt an irresistible pull toward him, an urge to reach out and break down the walls he had built. The village around her slowly quieted, and she decided to find him. With every step she took, she felt a mix of nerves and anticipation. The moon hung high in the sky, illuminating the path ahead as she made her way to the cliff where she had first seen him. As she approached, she found Dren standing alone, his silhouette framed against the shimmering moonlight. He looked lost in thought, the wind tousling his dark hair. "Dren," she called softly, her voice barely rising above the wind. He turned slowly, his piercing gaze locking onto hers. For a moment, the world around them faded, and it was just the two of them under the vast sky. "Freya," he replied, his voice low and gravelly, sending a shiver down her spine. "What are you doing here?" he asked, a hint of surprise in his expression. "I came to see you," she confessed, her heart racing. "I wanted to talk." "About what?" He crossed his arms, a subtle barrier forming between them. "About your past," she said, her voice steady despite the fluttering in her chest. "I want to understand what you've been through." Dren's expression hardened, the shadows of his past flickering across his face. "There's nothing to understand. It was a long time ago. I've moved on." Freya stepped closer, her heart urging her forward. "No, you haven't. I can see it in your eyes. You're still carrying that pain. But you don't have to face it alone, Dren." For a moment, silence enveloped them. Dren's gaze fell to the ground, and Freya could almost see the gears turning in his mind, battling between the desire to remain closed off and the yearning for connection. "I don't need saving, Freya," he finally said, his voice firm but lacking conviction. "I'm not here to save you," she replied softly. "I just want you to let me in. You don't have to be alone anymore." He looked up at her, and for a brief moment, vulnerability flickered in his eyes before it was replaced by his usual stoicism. "You don't understand the danger that comes with being near me." "I understand more than you think," she insisted, her voice rising with passion. "I want to help you retrieve that sacred stone from the mountain. I want to face whatever dangers lie ahead with you." Dren studied her, the tension between them palpable. "It's not just a stone. It's a part of our history. It's dangerous. Many have tried to claim it and few have returned." Freya took a deep breath, her resolve strengthening. "Then let me help you. If we can retrieve it together, perhaps it will bring you some peace." Dren hesitated, and Freya saw the internal struggle etched across his features. Finally, he let out a resigned sigh. "Fine. But you must promise me that you will stay close and listen to my instructions. The terrain is treacherous." Freya's heart soared at his consent. "I promise," she said, her eyes shining with determination. As they began their ascent the next morning, the sun kissed the peaks of the mountains, casting a warm glow over the path ahead. Freya walked beside Dren, who led the way with an air of caution. The terrain was rocky and uneven, and Freya found herself grateful for the strength of his presence. "Tell me more about the stone," she prompted, eager to learn. "It is said to hold the essence of the mountain itself," Dren explained, his voice steady as he navigated a steep incline. "It has the power to unite packs and renew bonds. But it also tests those who seek it. It reveals your deepest fears and desires." Freya's heart raced at the thought. "What do you fear, Dren?" He paused, his gaze fixed on the horizon. "I fear that I'll never be able to love again. That I'll always be alone, trapped in this stone heart." Freya felt a pang of sympathy for him. "You don't have to face that fear alone. I'm here and I want to help you break the walls you've built." Dren turned to her, his expression conflicted. "You don't know what you're asking for. It's not just about me, it's about the legacy of my past." Before she could respond, dark clouds began to roll in, casting a shadow over the mountain. The wind picked up and Freya felt the shift in the air. "Dren, we should find shelter," she urged, glancing at the ominous sky. He nodded, his instincts kicking in. "There's a cave not far from here. We can wait out the storm." As they hurried toward the cave, the first drops of rain began to fall, rapidly escalating into a torrential downpour. They ducked into the cave just in time, water cascading down the entrance behind them. Inside, the atmosphere shifted. The cave was dark but warm, the walls glowing faintly with minerals embedded in the stone. Freya took a moment to catch her breath, her heart pounding from both the exertion and the closeness of Dren. "Are you all right?" Dren asked, his voice softer now, the earlier tension dissipating. "I'm fine," she replied, shaking off the rain from her hair. "Just a little startled." As the storm raged outside, they settled against the cool stone wall, the sound of raindrops echoing in the cave. Freya glanced at Dren, who was staring into the darkness, lost in thought. "Do you want to talk?" she asked gently. He turned to her, and for the first time she saw a flicker of something vulnerable in his eyes. "What do you want to know?" "Anything," she said, her voice steady. "Tell me about her." Dren's jaw tightened, and Freya feared she had pushed too far. Yet he took a deep breath, his gaze drifting to the cave entrance. "Her name was Ilera. She was fierce and kind, with a spirit that could light up the darkest of days. We were inseparable. I thought I could protect her, but I was wrong." Tears pricked at Freya's eyes as she listened to the pain in his voice. "It wasn't your fault." "Maybe not," he said, but the weight of his guilt hung heavy in the air. "But I vowed to never let anyone close again. It's easier to be alone." Freya reached for his hand, intertwining her fingers with his. "But being alone is a prison, Dren. You deserve to feel again. You deserve love." He looked down at their hands, his expression softening. "And what if I lose you too?" "You won't," she promised, her heart swelling with conviction. "I'm not going anywhere. We're in this together." The storm continued to rage outside, but within the cave, a fragile hope began to blossom. As Freya sat beside Dren, she felt the warmth of his presence enveloping her, a stark contrast to the chill that had once surrounded him. For the first time, she believed that perhaps they could both heal, forging a bond that could withstand even the fiercest storms. As Freya stepped out of the cave, the cool mountain air greeted her, swirling around them like an embrace. The storm had passed, leaving the world refreshed, vibrant, and glistening under the sun's renewed warmth. She turned to Dren, who stood a few paces away, his silhouette outlined against the rugged terrain. His dark hair, tousled and damp, caught the light, framing his chiseled features. There was a subtle shift in his demeanor. The weight of the cave's shadows seemed to have lifted, revealing a flicker of vulnerability in his icy blue eyes. "Are you all right?" Freya asked, taking a cautious step toward him. Her heart raced with a mix of hope and apprehension. She had felt a connection grow between them during their time in the cave, and now, standing in the sunlight, she longed for that warmth to continue flourishing. Dren turned to her, a hint of surprise flashing across his face. "I am," he replied, his voice deeper and softer than she had heard before. "Thank you for staying with me." Freya smiled, her heart fluttering at the sincerity in his tone. "You don't have to thank me. I wanted to be there," she replied, her voice steady despite the fluttering in her chest. "You're not alone in this." He looked away, his gaze wandering to the horizon where the mountains kissed the sky. "I have always been alone," he murmured, and the pain in his voice was palpable. Freya felt her stomach twist at the thought of him carrying such a heavy burden. "Not anymore," she said, stepping closer, emboldened by the moment. "You've got me. We can face whatever comes together." Dren turned his gaze back to her, and for a brief moment she saw the walls he had built around his heart begin to tremble. But then, as if realizing the vulnerability he was exposing, his expression hardened. "This is dangerous, Freya. You don't know what you're getting into. I could lose you like I lost her." His voice was a low growl, filled with raw emotion. Freya's breath hitched at the mention of his past love. It was a wound that still bled, and she felt the pang of jealousy mixed with empathy. "You won't lose me if you let me in, Dren. I'm not her. I want to understand you," she pleaded, her eyes locked onto his, searching for any sign of acceptance. He took a step back, the distance between them widening like an insurmountable chasm. "You don't understand. Love is a weapon, Freya. It can cut deeper than any blade. I've seen it destroy lives." Freya shook her head, frustration bubbling within her. "But it can also heal. You can't let your past dictate your future. You're stronger than that, Dren." She reached out, her hand hovering in the space between them, yearning to bridge the gap. Dren closed his eyes for a moment, as if battling an internal storm. When he opened them again, they were steely resolute. "We should get back. The others will be worried," he said, his voice clipped. Freya felt her heart sink, disappointment washing over her like a cold wave. "Right. The others," she echoed, forcing the words out. She turned away, her insides churning. She had tried to reach him, but it felt as if the stone walls around his heart were as impenetrable as the mountains themselves. As they began their descent, the terrain grew steeper and Freya focused on the ground beneath her feet, trying to ignore the ache of rejection. Dren walked beside her, his presence both a comfort and a reminder of the emotional distance that still lay between them. Suddenly, a rustle broke the silence. Freya looked up just in time to see figures emerging from the trees ahead. A rival pack, their menacing presence palpable as they stepped into view, snarling and baring their teeth. Dren's body tensed beside her, and Freya instinctively moved closer to him, her heart racing. "Stay behind me," Dren commanded, his voice low and authoritative. Freya nodded, though her instinct was to stand by his side. The alpha in him surged forward, and he stepped out to face the approaching threat, his posture exuding power and dominance. "What do you want, Varek?" Dren growled, his eyes narrowing at the leader of the rival pack, a brutish figure with scarred features and a cruel smile. Varek chuckled, the sound grating against the tranquil mountain air. "What do we want?" "Just a little chat, Dren. It seems you've been getting too cozy with the village girl. You know that's a dangerous game." Freya felt the tension crackle in the air, and she clenched her fists, unwilling to let fear dictate her actions. "We're just passing through," she said, her voice steady despite the turmoil inside her. Varek's eyes flicked to her and he sneered. "And what's a little human doing in the presence of an alpha? Don't you know the risks?" "Enough." Dren barked, his voice echoing off the mountainside. "You won't threaten her." The protective instinct in him surged, and Freya watched with a mix of admiration and fear as he squared his shoulders, ready to defend her at all costs. The rival pack advanced, muscles rippling beneath fur and skin, and Freya felt her pulse quicken. She stepped beside Dren, her heart pounding in rhythm with the rising tension. "We don't want any trouble," she said, her voice firm. "We can resolve this without violence." But Varek only laughed, a sinister sound that sent chills down her spine. "You think you can negotiate with an alpha? You know nothing of our world, girl." Dren's eyes flashed with fury, and Freya sensed the storm brewing within him. "This is my land, and you will not take it from me," he growled, his voice low and filled with warning. As the rival pack lunged forward, Freya's instincts kicked in. She felt the heat of Dren's power radiating around her, and she grasped his arm, hoping to ground him. "Dren, wait!" she shouted, her heart racing. But it was too late. The clash of bodies erupted, and Freya found herself caught in the chaos as Dren fought fiercely to protect her. She watched him move with the grace of a predator, primal and commanding. But with each blow he landed, the coldness within him reemerged, a stark contrast to the warmth they had shared in the cave. "Dren!" Freya cried, her voice laced with panic as she witnessed him snap at an opponent, his ferocity breathtaking yet terrifying. She wanted to reach out to pull him back from the edge, but she felt paralyzed by the sheer intensity of his battle. In that moment, she realized that the love she was trying to offer him was intertwined with his pain. The very coldness she feared was a product of his past wounds, and in that realization, her determination solidified. She would not let him fight alone. "Dren!" she shouted again, forcing her way through the fray, her heart racing as she reached him. "Please, come back to me." His eyes flickered toward her, and for an instant she saw the conflict within him. The alpha, the protector, and the man who had allowed her into his heart were all warring for dominance. "Freya, stay back," he shouted, but there was a softness in his tone that echoed the vulnerability she had glimpsed before. The rival pack pressed harder, and Freya felt the fear clawing at her. "I'm not afraid of you," she yelled, her voice piercing through the chaos. "You don't have to be alone, Dren. Fight for us, not just for yourself." As the battle raged around them, Freya's words pierced through the storm of violence, igniting something within Dren. In that moment, she realized that their connection was more than just a flicker of warmth. It was a beacon shining against the coldness of his past. Dren's eyes locked onto hers, and for the first time she saw the flicker of hope within the storm. "Freya," he started, but the moment was interrupted as a rival wolf lunged toward them. With a primal roar, Dren surged forward, and Freya felt adrenaline coursing through her veins. She was determined to stand by him, to show him that love could be a shield against the darkness of his past. Together, they would forge a new path, one that embraced the warmth of their bond and shattered the stone that had encased his heart for so long. The sun dipped low in the sky, casting a golden glow over the mountain village as the excitement for the festival pulsed in the air. Freya busied herself with the final preparations, her heart racing with anticipation. She envisioned this event as a bridge, one that would connect the two rival packs and draw Dren closer to her, breaking down the walls around his stone heart. Laughter and music floated from the village square, where villagers adorned in vibrant colors gathered, their spirits high. "Freya, you've outdone yourself," exclaimed Mira, a spirited young woman from Dren's pack, as she adjusted the decorations that Freya had so diligently arranged. "The way you brought everyone together is incredible." Freya smiled, though her thoughts were elsewhere. She felt a mixture of hope and apprehension, knowing how crucial this moment was for Dren. "I just want him to see that we can be united, that there's strength in togetherness," she replied, glancing toward the edge of the square where she had last seen Dren. His tall figure was silhouetted against the backdrop of the setting sun, but his expression remained unreadable. As night fell, lanterns illuminated the village, casting flickering shadows that danced along the cobbled streets. Freya took a deep breath, stepping onto a makeshift stage in the center of the square. The chatter quieted as the villagers turned their attention to her. She felt the weight of their gazes, a mix of hope and skepticism. Would they accept her vision? "Welcome, everyone," she called out, her voice steady despite the fluttering in her chest. "Tonight we celebrate not just our differences but our shared strength. We are more than our rivalries. We are a community." Applause erupted and Freya felt a swell of pride. But as she scanned the crowd, her eyes found Dren again. He stood apart, watching with an intensity that sent shivers down her spine. His gaze was a mixture of admiration and something darker. Fear? Doubt? She couldn't tell. "Come, Dren," she beckoned, her heart racing as she hoped he would join her. The crowd parted as he stepped forward, his presence commanding yet aloof. "Freya," he said, his voice low and gravelly, "you've done well." But the warmth she sought in his eyes was still absent, replaced by the familiar coldness that haunted their interactions. "Thank you," she replied, trying to mask her disappointment. "I want you to feel this, to see that we can lead together." He merely nodded, crossing his arms as if guarding himself against her earnestness. Freya's heart sank, but she refused to let his distance dampen her spirit. The festival continued around them, filled with laughter and music, yet Dren remained an island of solitude amid the vibrant sea of celebration. Later, as the festivities unfolded, Freya caught sight of Dren again, this time leaning against a tree, his expression contemplative. He watched her with a mixture of admiration and apprehension, as if he were both drawn to her and terrified of the connection they shared. She felt a surge of confidence, believing that this was her moment to reach him. "Dren," she called, stepping away from the crowd and towards him. The sounds of the festival faded into a distant hum as she approached. "Why do you stand apart? You're an alpha. You should be leading your pack." "I lead in my own way," he replied, his voice steady yet tinged with an edge of defensiveness. "This is not my celebration. It's yours." "But it's ours," Freya insisted, her eyes locking onto his, willing him to see her point. "We are stronger together. You don't have to bear this burden alone." Dren's gaze softened for a fleeting moment, but the walls around his heart seemed to harden once again. "You don't understand," he murmured, looking away. "It's not about the burden, it's about the risk. Being vulnerable can lead to pain." Freya felt the familiar pang of frustration. "You think I don't understand pain? You think I haven't faced my own fears? We all have scars, Dren. You're not alone in this." For a moment, silence stretched between them, filled with unspoken words and emotions swirling like the leaves caught in the evening breeze. Dren's expression was unreadable, but Freya pressed on, her heart racing with determination. "Look around you," she gestured to the festival, where laughter erupted and joy radiated from every corner. "This is what we can build together. I want you by my side." His eyes darkened as if a shadow passed over him. "And what if it all falls apart?" he asked, his voice low and heavy. "What if I lose you like I lost her?" Freya took a step closer, feeling the gravity of his words. "Then we face it together. I'm not her, Dren. I'm Freya and I'm here. I want to help you heal, but you have to let me in." He turned his gaze to the ground, wrestling with his inner turmoil. The festival continued to swirl around them, but in that moment, It felt like they were the only two people in the world. Dren's breath hitched, and for a moment Freya thought she saw a glimmer of hope in his eyes, a crack in the stone facade. Just then, a commotion erupted from the village square. A loud crash broke the celebratory atmosphere, and Freya's heart sank as she turned to see chaos unfolding. Tables had been overturned, and villagers were shouting in confusion. "What's happening?" Freya exclaimed, her heart racing. Dren's expression shifted from contemplation to focus, his alpha instincts kicking in. "Stay here," he commanded, but Freya could not stand idly by. "I'm coming with you," she insisted, following him as he rushed into the fray. As they reached the square, Freya's heart dropped at the sight before her. One of the pack members, a disgruntled wolf named Garrett, stood at the center, glaring at Dren with fury. "This celebration is a joke," Garrett shouted, his voice laced with venom. "You think you can just erase our past? You think we'll forget?" "Garrett, stop." Dren's voice boomed, but the man was beyond reason. Freya felt a surge of fear as she realized the threat Garrett posed, not just to Dren, but to the fragile unity she had worked so hard to create. "Enough." Freya stepped forward, her heart pounding in her chest. "This festival was meant to bring us together. Why are you tearing us apart?" "Because you don't belong here." Garrett spat, his eyes wild with anger. "You're an outsider and you'll never truly understand us." Before Freya could respond, Garrett lunged at Dren, a fierce growl escaping his lips. Instinctively, Dren stepped forward to defend himself, but Freya felt a spark of fear ignite within her. Would Dren's cold exterior once again be the shield that separated them, or would he fight for her and their shared future? In that moment, chaos erupted. Freya stood frozen, watching as Dren's demeanor shifted, his eyes narrowing with determination. But as he prepared to confront Garrett, Freya saw the shadows of his past flicker across his face. The coldness returned, and she felt her heart shatter at the sight. Dren was slipping away from her, retreating behind his walls just as the chaos unfolded. "Dren, please," she cried, reaching out to him, but the chaos was too loud, the tension too thick. Dren's focus shifted solely to the threat before him, and Freya felt the distance between them grow, the hope she had nurtured turning to dust. As the confrontation escalated, Freya's heart raced, torn between the desire to protect Dren and the fear that he would once again retreat into his icy shell. The festival that was meant to unite them had become a battleground, and in that moment, Freya realized that breaking through Dren's stone heart would not be as simple as she had hoped. The night was far from over, and the shadows of their pasts loomed larger than ever. Freya stood at the edge of the village, her heart heavy with the weight of disappointment and pain. The chaos of the festival still echoed in her mind, a cacophony of laughter turned into shouts of betrayal that had shattered her hope. Dren's coldness had pierced through her like a dagger, leaving her feeling both lost and determined. She took a deep breath, the crisp mountain air filling her lungs, and made her way toward the elder's dwelling, seeking solace and guidance. The village elder, a wise woman with a crown of silver hair and eyes that sparkled with ancient knowledge, welcomed Freya with open arms. "My child, you carry a storm within you," she said, her voice soothing yet firm. Freya settled onto a woven mat, the warmth of the elder's presence enveloping her. "Tell me what burdens your heart." "I tried to reach Dren," Freya confessed, her voice trembling. "I thought love could break through his icy facade, but he pushed me away. I feel so powerless." Tears welled in her eyes and she wiped them away angrily. The elder nodded knowingly. "Love is a powerful force, but it is also a fragile one. You must understand the nature of sacrifice, Freya. Sometimes, to love someone truly means to let them find their own path, even if it leads them away from you." Freya looked down, the wisdom of the elder resonating within her like a distant echo. "I cannot abandon him. I feel connected to Dren in a way I cannot explain. But how can I heal from this? How can I help him?" "Strength lies not in clinging to another but in knowing oneself," the elder replied, her tone reverberating with authority. "You must embrace your own power, your own healing. Only then can you help him see the light within himself." With those words, Freya felt a flicker of determination ignite inside her. She stood, her resolve strengthening with each passing moment. "I will find my strength," she declared, her voice steady. "I will not let his stone heart crush my spirit. I will heal myself first and then, then I will find a way to reach him. As she departed from the elder's dwelling, Freya's heart began to mend. The path ahead was uncertain, but she felt a new energy coursing through her veins. She made her way to the mountain's sacred site, a place where the whispers of ancient spirits lingered in the air, hoping to connect with the essence of the mountain and herself. The ascent was steep, each step a reminder of the challenges she had faced. As she climbed, the sun dipped low on the horizon, bathing the world in hues of gold and crimson. When she finally reached the sacred site, a sense of peace washed over her. The ancient stones stood tall, their surfaces etched with stories of love, loss, and resilience. Freya knelt in the center of the circle, closing her eyes and focusing on her breath. The wind rustled the leaves around her, and she could almost hear the voices of the spirits calling out, urging her to listen. In that moment of stillness, clarity washed over her like a wave. She realized that her journey was not solely about saving Dren, but also about finding her own identity and strength. "I am Freya," she whispered to the mountain, her voice steady and strong. "I am not defined by my love for Dren but by my own spirit and resilience. I will not be shattered." Each word resonated with the energy of the sacred site, and she felt the presence of the ancient spirits enveloping her in a warm embrace. Suddenly, a vision flashed before her eyes, a glimpse of Dren standing alone on a cliff, a figure of strength yet burdened by shadows of his past. The image struck her heart like lightning, igniting a fire of purpose within her. She understood then that Dren was not just an alpha. He was a wounded soul, grappling with the remnants of his lost love and the fear of vulnerability. "Dren," she breathed, her heart aching for him. "You are not alone. I will help you find your way back to the light." As the last rays of sunlight dipped below the horizon, Freya stood, her resolve solidified. She knew that she had to confront her own fears and embrace her strength before she could help Dren confront his. The journey ahead would not be easy, but she was ready to face it. Meanwhile, Dren wandered through the darkened woods, his mind a tempest of confusion and regret. The festival's chaos replayed in his head, the sight of Freya's pained expression piercing through the stone walls he had built around his heart. He had pushed her away, fearing that his coldness would extinguish her warmth entirely. Yet, as he walked alone, he felt the weight of her absence more than he had anticipated. "Why can't I let her in?" he muttered to himself, frustration lacing his voice. "Why do I keep pushing her away?" The trees loomed around him, silent witnesses to his inner turmoil. Dren had always prided himself on his strength, yet love had become his greatest weakness. He recalled the elder's words about sacrifice and leadership, the burden he carried not just for himself but for his pack. But the truth was, he felt more like a ghost drifting through the remnants of his past, haunted by the memories of his first love and the pain of loss. Dren stopped at the edge of a cliff, overlooking the valley below. The moon rose high in the sky, casting a silvery glow across the landscape. He clenched his fists, the emotions swirling within him threatening to erupt. "I need to confront my past," he whispered, his voice barely audible against the wind. "I cannot lead my pack if I cannot even face my own heart." Determined, Dren made his way back to the village, ready to seek answers and confront his demons. He understood that love required vulnerability, and if he wished to break free from the shackles of his own heart, he had to take that leap of faith. As he approached the village, he spotted Freya standing at the edge of the sacred site, her silhouette illuminated by the moonlight. His heart raced at the sight of her, a mix of longing and fear surging within him. But he knew they were both on individual journeys of healing, and if they were ever to find their way back to each other, it would require both of them to embrace their true selves. "Freya," he called, his voice echoing against the mountains. She turned, her expression transforming from surprise to an intensity that made his heart quicken. In that moment, they stood apart yet connected, two souls searching for light amidst the shadows. "Dren," she replied, her voice steady, filled with a mixture of hope and uncertainty. "I've been thinking about us. About what we need to do." He stepped closer, the distance between them charged with unspoken emotions. "I know I've pushed you away and I'm sorry. I thought it would protect you from my darkness, but it only left me more alone." Freya took a deep breath, her heart racing with the possibilities of what lay ahead. "We both have our battles to fight, but I believe we can face them together. You don't have to be alone in this." Dren's gaze softened, and for the first time he felt a crack in the ice surrounding his heart. He reached out, his fingers brushing against hers, igniting a spark that surged through them both. "Together," he echoed, the word heavy with promise. In that moment, beneath the moonlit sky, they both understood that their journey was just beginning, and the path ahead would be as treacherous as it was beautiful. But they would face it together, hearts intertwined, ready to confront the shadows that haunted them both. Freya stood at the edge of the village, her heart racing as she watched chaos unfold before her eyes. The air crackled with tension, and the sounds of clashing bodies echoed against the mountains. Dren, her enigmatic alpha, was engulfed in a fierce battle with the rival pack, his movements a blend of grace and raw power. Each swing of his arm and each fierce growl sent shivers down her spine, igniting a rush of adrenaline within her. She could see the determination etched on his face, but also the weight of his past, his stone heart seemingly encased in layers of icy resolve. "Dren," she shouted, pushing through the throng of villagers who watched in horror, some paralyzed by fear, others too shocked to intervene. But Freya could not stand idly by. The sight of Dren, fighting valiantly yet struggling against the overwhelming numbers, ignited a fire within her. She rushed to his side, feeling the pulse of battle envelop her like a tempest. "Stay back, Freya," Dren barked, his voice a low growl that barely penetrated the chaos. "This is not your fight." But Freya was undeterred. "I'm not afraid," she shouted, though a part of her quivered at the dangerous energy swirling around them. She took a deep breath, grounding herself in the moment. She had felt the call of the mountain, the whispers of ancient spirits that promised strength if only she dared to believe. As Dren faced off against a towering brute from the rival pack, Freya's heart pounded in her chest. She could see the strain in his muscles, the way his eyes flickered with an intensity that spoke of desperation. In that moment, she realized that he was not just an alpha. He was a man fighting against the demons of his past, battling not only for his pack but for the possibility of love and connection that had eluded him for so long. "Dren," she called again, her voice cutting through the din of battle. "You're stronger than this. We can do this together." Her words seemed to reach him, if only for a fleeting moment. Dren turned his gaze to her, his eyes narrowing as he registered her presence. A flicker of something vulnerable crossed his face. Was it hope? Or perhaps fear? But it was enough to ignite her resolve. Freya closed her eyes, feeling the pulse of the mountain beneath her feet. The connection that had first drawn her to Dren now surged through her, awakening an energy she had never known existed within her. She focused intently, channeling her emotions, her love for Dren, and the strength of the mountain itself. The air around her shimmered, a tangible force that began to radiate from her core. "Let my love be your strength," she cried, her voice rising above the clamor as she extended her hands toward Dren. In that instant, a brilliant light erupted from her, enveloping him in a cocoon of warmth and energy. The battlefield dimmed as time seemed to suspend. Dren halted mid-fight, his body illuminated by the radiant glow emanating from Freya. The coldness that had encased his heart for so long began to fracture under the intensity of her love. Freya could feel his barriers breaking, the stone heart that had protected him now crumbling away like ash in the wind. It was a breathtaking transformation, and as he stood there, bathed in her light, Freya sensed the shift within him. A thawing, a release. "Freya." Dren's voice broke through the chaos, raw and filled with emotion. "What are you doing?" "I'm showing you what love can do," she shouted, her heart racing as she focused harder, willing him to embrace the warmth she offered. "You don't have to fight alone." With a surge of energy, Dren reached for her, grasping her hands tightly. The connection between them deepened, a lifeline that bridged the gap between his past and the promise of their future. In that moment, the battle around them faded into the background, the sounds of conflict replaced by a harmonious melody that swelled from the very essence of the mountain. Then, in a breathtaking twist, Dren's heart shattered its stone barriers completely. The transformation was magical, and Freya watched in awe as the icy exterior melted away to reveal a radiant force of love and light within him. His eyes sparkled with a newfound brilliance, a reflection of the warmth that had been locked away for far too long. "Freya," he breathed, his voice filled with wonder. "I can feel it. I can feel you." Before she could respond, A roar erupted from the rival pack, their fighters momentarily stunned by the stunning display of power before them. But Dren was no longer the detached alpha they had fought against. He was reborn, a force of nature fueled by love and strength. He turned to face the enemy, his presence commanding and fierce. "Enough!" Dren's voice boomed, amplified by the energy swirling around him. The rival pack hesitated, taken aback by the transformation of the alpha they had sought to defeat. "You will not touch what is mine." With Freya's light still enveloping him, Dren charged forward, a whirlwind of strength and purpose. He fought with a renewed vigor, each blow echoing the heat of his heart, a heart now fully alive, fully aware of the love that had ignited its flame. Freya watched, her heart swelling with pride and admiration. He was no longer just a cold alpha. He was a man embracing his humanity, his vulnerability, and the power of love. As the tide of battle shifted, Freya felt her own strength growing alongside Dren's. She joined him, her energy intertwining with his as they fought side by side. The rival pack faltered, realizing they were facing not just an alpha but a united force. And in that moment, Freya knew that they were stronger together than apart. "Together!" Dren shouted, throwing a glance back at her, his eyes blazing with determination. "Together!" Freya echoed, feeling the bond between them solidify further. They moved in perfect harmony, their hearts beating as one, their spirits intertwined in a dance of love and strength. As the last of the rival pack retreated, defeated and demoralized, the villagers erupted in cheers. Freya and Dren stood amidst the remnants of battle, breathless and exhilarated, the glow of their connection still radiating around them. Dren turned to Freya, his expression softening, vulnerability etched across his features. "I was cursed," he admitted, his voice a whisper meant only for her ears. "Cursed to remain cold until I found true love. But I thought I would never feel again." Freya stepped closer, cupping his face in her hands. "And now? What do you feel?" "Everything," he replied, his eyes searching hers with an intensity that made her heart flutter. "You've shattered the stone around my heart. You've shown me the light." With that, Dren pulled her into an embrace, their bodies fitting together perfectly as if they had been made for one another. The warmth of his love enveloped her, and in that moment Freya knew they had forged a bond that could withstand any storm. Together they would unite their packs, creating a new era of strength, love, and unity, a legacy built on the ashes of their pasts and the brilliance of their shared future.